When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How much time till we're on?
Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Australia, you know, but the world, you know now.
He's been cool, calm and racy. Shane van Gisbergen wins race two on the streets of Newcastle.
Caelan Ponga hits the deck, and it's just about lights out.
Oh, what a crazy weekend of sports. Sats and the Rat here on a Monday edition of Sports Day. No Woogie. He's away crook at the moment after we're probably from a crazy weekend of sports. We had Australian boxing, supercars, of course, opened up in Newcastle. A round two of the NRL, there's controversy and injury and suspension. The fourth test, fifth day, like pulling teeth. We've got a pitch that's actually adaptable for batters. It's not what we want. Welcome to the show. How are you, Rat?
Yeah, I'm going good, mate. Yeah, great weekend of sport. It had everything, didn't it? It had it had great performances. It had average performances.
Yep.
It had some controversy, like you said. And, yeah, look, there's a lot that's come out of it and a lot to get through.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to get through a lot of those topics here tonight. Probably won't get through all of them because there was so much. But we'll try and touch on as many as we can. Make sure you get involved in the show. Anything you want to talk about, and anything that Rat and I talk about, anything we haven't spoken about, you want to raise 0457 736 736. Texas on the SMS line. And just welcome to all the listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN 1170 in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM, SEN 1620 on the Goldie, SEN Track, SEN Fanatics, wherever you're listening on the SEN app, welcome to the show. And probably the best news over the weekend outside of all the sport had nothing to do with anything on any sporting field around the country, around the globe, as you became a granddad for the second time.
I did, yes, yes. My son, Jack, and his partner, Maddie, they had a little girl on Friday night. Went and spent some time with our little granddaughter Elsa yesterday, and it was just amazing, mate. It's just something about grandkids.
Will you be a poppy or?
I'm pop pop.
You're pop pop.
Yeah, well, I'm pop pop to my grandson because he can't say it once; he has to say it twice. So just it's the way he says it. So look, it's great. We had him over yesterday as well.
Chloe a clucky.
Yeah, man, it's amazing, eh? It's just a different type of feeling, you know, like to have a grandchild and just to be like surrounded by this, your kids and their kids. It's I can't explain it. Like I'm babbling now. Like it's hard to explain what it feels like. And
someone that you produced
another child. And I feel like, and the love I feel for that family, you know, like, you know, I have a joke to my kids now. I said, like, kids, you better perform, otherwise you're out of the will because these grandkids have really got my eye.
Good stuff. Well, soon you're going to have to get a Kia Sorento, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Thanks for your support throughout the show, Kia, and on the show tonight, Great Australian Debate expansion on the cards already. We've only added 17 teams, and now we're talking the next 8 or 10 years. Could we get to 20 now? Did you play in a 22?
Was it 20? Yeah, it was 20 teams. Or was it 22? I don't know.
It was 20. 1995, there was 20 teams. Yep.
I just remember I just don't think there's enough quality players across the board to play. Like, you look at a State of Origin game and the level that game's played at compared to an NRL game, it's so different.
Yep.
You water that NRL product down again with three more teams, my goodness, I just don't think we're doing the game any sort of justice.
Well, if you want it, you've got to build some really robust junior representatives, which we've got in Queensland and New South Wales. But if you're going to go to places like Perth or the Pacifica or all these other places, you've got to build those junior comps first before you go
and
over.
And then you can feed off those. Where are you going to go? Are you going to go and just rape and pillage all the junior leagues of other clubs like the Roosters do?
Just steal it.
just go and steal players.
Yeah, we're going to touch on that a little bit later. We're going to also have a weekly workhorse. The player from the weekend that's not the superstar but did everything they can to get their side the win. The Kia top seven from all the great moments throughout the weekend. We probably need more than seven. We're going to do our weekly cross to Joel and Fletch, the Lunatics from 1170 in Sydney, and the Oscars today. Did you catch any of it? So I'm a huge Oscars buff.
I just, none of the movies that have won Oscars lately, like in the last few years, have just done it for me.
Yeah. It's always these arty.
I think the last one that I enjoyed that won was, I think it was called The Green Book. The Green Book? It's a great movie about this African-American musician that has this driver.
Oh, Viggo Mortensen played the driver.
I thought that was a really cool. I mean, it wasn't my first choice of movie, but when I watched it, I thought, oh, that's good. Maybe I need to just open my mind a little bit more, Sats. But
it's hard to do when you're in your 40s.
Right? Yeah, right.
Everything Everywhere
and your grandfather.
All at once. Yeah. Everything Everywhere All at Once is pretty much won everything, to be quite honest. But I've got to say, and you said it off air, how did Top Gun Maverick not win anything?
That is the
ridiculous.
That is such a good movie.
Is it because it's not arty enough, people think it's too corny?
I mean, were those actors not good, though, in that movie?
Outstanding.
Did they not play great roles?
The Admiral's daughter was great.
Was it not exciting?
It was amazing.
Is that not what a movie's meant to do? It's not meant to entertain you?
Everyone you spoke to has seen it at least twice. I have.
Titanic won an Oscar, didn't it?
Yes.
But that's a huge blockbuster, huge big budget film. All these arty things that I've never heard of that are never going to, smash the box office. Like, come on. Like, who are they trying to appeal to? I'm screaming at a cloud here, aren't I?
You're taking over Woogie's job.
I'm getting passionate about something that doesn't really matter. Anyway, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. I just don't think I would ever watch that movie. I'm a bad judge, though, because I don't watch. I just read a title and go, I'm not watching that.
Yep. I tried to watch it.
Oh, did you?
Rank.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And there was all this talk about The Whale.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser, he won Best Actor.
Just the picture of Brendan Fraser on the front of that movie, they're just like, I don't want to watch that movie.
Yeah.
It just doesn't look like a sort of movie.
If you want to cry.
It looks depressed.
Yeah, like
he looks upset.
Born. Yeah, The Star is Born. I've watched it once. Can't watch it again. Cry too much.
Oh, mate.
Whale's like that.
I'm very emotional when it comes to movies. I cry in ads. Like, honestly, like I'll go to the movies with my daughter and watch a movie. There was this movie where the cartoon characters were emotions.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw it. It was an animated movie, and these cartoon characters were emotions, and they lived in like the head of someone and. Mate, no lie. I'm sitting in this movie and I started crying in this movie and my daughter's sitting next to me. She was about 12 at the time. She goes, are you all right, Dad? I'm like, yeah. I just yawned. And tears came out. But,
anyway.
Yeah.
From the weekend. We're going to cover a lot of the NRL, of course. There's so much happened over the round two. If you're in any of the tipping comps, if you got more than five, you're doing really well or you just don't know anything about rugby league. You've just picked whoever.
Hang on a second.
What?
No, this wasn't a weekend for that.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. Well, we'll go through your tips.
Okay, did you pick the Titans to beat the Dragons?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you pick the Knights to beat the Tigers?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, well, maybe you're part of the minority.
What? Mate, did you see the Tigers last week?
Yeah, I know, but...
I certainly didn't pick the Bulldogs to beat the Storm.
I don't think many people
did. I tipped the Sharks to beat Para.
You picked the Dolphins to beat the Raiders.
I tipped the Dolphins to beat the Raiders. I had a pretty good week. I think I got five, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, one of the biggest events over the weekend, of course, was yesterday. And not only was it a great moment, Tim Zhu, who got through his biggest test and beating Tony Harrison to become the WBO interim super welterweight title. So when we meet interim, that means that he holds the belt until he fights Jermell Charlo, where he can become the actual WBO champion. Jamel Charlo, the one of the twins from America, he holds all the belts. He's the undisputed world champion. So ninth round victory, amazing against Tony Harrison, who is a quality fight. I've got to say, I had my concerns about Tim and the quality or lack of the quality that he'd fought coming up against a guy like Tony Harrison, who has not only beaten Jamel Charlo, has won the world title and has fought, you know, ranked 3, 4, 5 in the world, but also spars world champions as well. But the one thing I keep forgetting about is pedigree.
Yeah.
He fights so much like his dad.
Oh, mate, he's like a Terminator in the ring, isn't he? He just stalks his opponent, cuts off the ring, and he's got power, you know, and you could see, throughout the fight, as the fight went on, he was just picking his times and just throwing those big shots, and he was landing a lot of them. And
well, it was a classy counterpuncher slash really beautiful slick jab up against a power puncher.
Yeah.
And his dad was like that. His dad didn't throw punches for the sake of throwing punches. He threw them with purpose, and that's exactly what Tim does.
Oh, mate. I'm excited to see where, you know, Tim goes. I mean, this is a guy that beat Jamel Charlo. He's just absolutely took him to school.
Destroyed him.
Absolutely destroyed him, knocked him out, and yeah, look, and credit to Tony Harrison. He was all class after the fight, just saying the better man won. But, you know, Tim was probably not as classy as a lot of people would have liked, but who cares? He's just won the interim WBA, was it WBO?
WBO, yeah.
WBO world title. Gets to fight Jamel Charlo for all the chocolates. And
can we get a junket? Do you reckon we can get a junket
to
Vegas?
Let's cover boxing.
Hey, can I say, now a lot of the US experts and fans have come out and said, if he's got to fight Jamel Charlo, he is in for a long, miserable afternoon. Now, when Costa's dad went over to fight a guy by the name of Zab Judah, who Zab Judah was this classy, flashy boxer, and no one gave Costa a chance in hell because Zab was so good. Anyway, Zab Judah hits him in the first round, Costa. Nelly would have knocked out 95% of other boxers. And in the second round, Costa just stalked him and just stalked him and stalked him. And about 5 seconds to go in the second round, knocked him clean out.
Yeah.
That's the one where he grabbed Jay Nady, the referee, by the throat with his boxing glove, got suspended after that.
Oh, he did too. Yeah, Judah, he popped up and yeah.
So it's probably his best win of his career, Costa, even though he had so many great world title fights. But I watched him and he's so much like his dad.
So much like his dad.
Hey, let's look at the NRL. Now, there were send-offs. There was concussions, especially Kalen Ponga. Corey Oates, broken jaw. Dolphins win again. Manly are on top of the table after two rounds. And on that game, the Newcastle Tigers game yesterday, they lost Ponga early, finished the game with 12 men. Brayley out, concussed. Frizzell out, injured throughout the game. Jacob Saifidi sent off. Listening to Matty Johns this morning and then Andrew Johns in the call yesterday saying that he thinks it's the gutsiest win he's ever seen in Newcastle jersey.
Yeah, look, it was impressive. There's no question about it. I mean, to lose two of your key players so early in the game's hard enough, but then to be down, you know, we had Dominic Young got sent off for 10 minutes and you get a send-off with 25 to go. You know, playing at Leichhardt, down on troops. I'm not going to say it was the most exciting game of footy to watch, but that made it exciting. The fact that they were, you know, backs against the wall and they stood up and they delivered. Where do the Tigers go from here? I mean, they scored two tries. One was off a dropped ball and the other one was, you know, could have easily been called a double movement.
Yeah.
You know, their attack is just not firing. What is it that's not clicking? They've got an attacking weapon at nine. They've got a halfback that, you know, 4 years ago was the best halfback in the competition.
2018, halfback of the year. That's when he signed his million-dollar contract.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, they've got a lot of new players in there. And, you know, I mean, you've been coached by Sheensy before.
Yes.
What's he trying to do with his side?
Can I say, and West Tigers fans, you probably won't agree with me, but I hope you do, because I've been there through the same scenario. 2004, I was fortunate enough to go to the Tigers and get coached by Tim and Royce Simmons. And that year, the Tigers had signed myself, Toddy Payton, very good skillful front row from the Roosters, Brett Hodgson, classy fullback, Pat Richards, really good winger, terrific winger. Jason Moody, another really good winger. Shane
Jason
Elford.
Moody. Newcastle.
Yeah, winger. Great player. Yeah, Parramatta
fast,
as well.
Tall.
Shane Elford, who was, I think, one of the best defensive centres in the competition at that stage until he came up against Mark Gasner, who for some reason just had nightmares against, and Scott Prince. So really, you know, really good group of players that with some experience and a bit of youth. And then Tim was trying to get the team to play this expansive style of rugby league. And through 2004, the Tigers finished ninth. We had to win one game of the last three to make the finals and lost the last three games. So it was taking a while for the team to sort of understand how to play this expansive brand. Benji was only in his first full season of NRL, 2004. And then in 2005, they still sort of had some, they had some shaky moments through the start of 2005. And then about halfway through the season, for some reason, it just clicked.
Yeah.
They go on and win the comp.
So you're telling me the Tigers are going to win the comp next year?
Well, based on history, yeah, they may. Okay, get on them now. Get on them now, listeners. But
they're paying about 2,500 to 1, right?
But
now,
I know what Tim Sheens is trying to do. I know what Benji's trying to do. They're trying to replicate what they did in 2004, 2005, which takes time. The question is, do they have the same cattle as, you know, Benji and, you know, Liam Fulton and, you know, Hodgson when he was at his best and those sort of players in 2005, do they have the same cattle? I'm not quite sure.
Well, I mean, they've got, you know, I like Laurie, I like, you know, Dewey. They've got some talent there.
Papali'i's
back there. They've got Bateman, you know, due to come in.
Toi Kamanu.
Yeah. There is some players there that can perform. There's no question about it. It's just, you know, if you, you know, you look at the coaching staff, they've got Sheens there as the head coach, and they've got two of probably the best attacking players to have played the game in Benji Marshall and Robbie Farah. And look, it's, you know, just because you can play doesn't necessarily mean you can coach.
Mm, yeah.
And, you know, right now, you know, there'll be questions being asked. Like, the jury's out for me. It's going to take them time. I get that. But, yeah, look, it's certainly not looking
good. It does take time. And unfortunately, fans don't have patience because of the history of what the Tigers have gone
through.
But, but I've got to say, I mean, put your faith in Tim, because he'll, it may not be this year, and I know Benji's taking over, but he'll still have a heavy influence. But if everyone buys in,
how long do they have to wait, Sats? Like, who? How the fans? Like, I mean, there's got to be, I don't know. I feel like they should be going better than what they get. Look, with the players that they've got, they should be doing better than what they've dished up the last couple of weeks. They're playing at Leichhardt. There's a lot of emotion around that side with the new purchases. You know, the coaching staff.
A team with 12 players.
Everyone's, you know, excited about, you know, what. I mean, I was excited. I was excited. They were my team on the improve this year. That was my team that I picked. They all improved the most. I was so frustrated watching that game. I got angry. And I'm not even a Tigers fan.
I tell you what, it was a good finish, but right on full time, Luke Brooks from 42 metres out to try and attempt a field goal. Hey, Coe, have you got that? Yeah, here it is here. Right on full time.
Brooks! For a two-point field goal. I'll tell you what, he's done it from long range and misses to the left.
It's an anti-climax in the end, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, but he hit it well.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, listen, I've got faith. I've got faith.
I don't know.
And it may not be finishing in the top four or whatever it may be. Co, what are you doing, Daddy Vass? What's your opinion?
Just on last year on the Tigers, they strung through a few games together back into the year. I thought that was all on just Jackson Hastings.
Yeah, just I agree.
He's a competitor, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree. Mm.
And they've lost him this year. And what I watched, you know, yesterday, they're just lacking that. They're lacking one man to just stand up and, you know, pull them through games. And they needed someone in that back half, and Luke Brooks just couldn't deliver.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, he's got teammates, you know, and he's got teammates that can play. It's just, I don't know, are they not gelling? Are they not, you know, connecting on the field? Are they unsure? You know, one thing that I used to be very clear on with all my teammates is just being really clear on what your role is, really clear on what your plays are, really clear on understanding what we're trying to achieve here. Because when you're clear and when you have clarity, it creates a sense of urgency. You want to go. But if you have any doubt, if there's any doubt at all, you stop.
Yeah.
You know, you stop. You don't want to do the wrong thing, so you stop. And it seemed like that's what they look like. They're confused. It looks like a bunch of it looks like 13 strangers out there having a run. They all know how to play footy, but they don't know each other.
Mm.
And that's what it looked like to me. And just they get in that 20-metre zone and they don't even look like scoring tries. And that'd be disappointing.
Yep. Tunes, you'll pull them together. Mm. You'll pull them together. Why are you looking at me like a raw smile, mate?
I hope they do. I really hope they do.
So do I. And the highlight of the weekend, and I've got no doubt it's going to be in our Kia Top 7. So if you've got any votes for the Kia Top 7, 0457, 736, 736. Mine's got to be the Dapto Canary, big blocker. Blake Laurie scoring a try, his second try of his NRL career. So we'll touch on that a little bit later when with the Kia Top 7. Let's get to a break. It's Sats and the Rat, and we're going to have our Straight Australian debate next about expansion. Is it too soon?
Jeez, absolutely.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.